Hello everyone, this is Steve Adams. Welcome to the Tiger Membership Audio Lesson this month, the title of which is How I Wrote a Book in 8 Weeks. Well, you know, there's a lot of people out in the internet world posing as experts in peak performance. When I investigate further, it's a recycle of well-worn platitudes centered mainly on mindset and how you think. Even worse is the make-believe life portrayed in their social feeds. When you dig deeper, many graduated from high school only, or if college, only in the last few years. And let me ask you this, is that a sufficient body of work to convince you that they understand performance to the point that they can break it down and teach it to you? Hardly not. Now, I'm not against young people, but there's just a lot of people out there selling these services that really shouldn't be. And let me say something else. I'm not a grumpy old guy jealous of others. In fact, I have an abundance mindset and celebrate the success of others. It's just an irritant to me that people are throwing around the phrase flow states and likely or actually or definitely they have no real idea how to actually work in a flow state because they are massively distracted on social media all day, every day, with a brain taxed with cognitive load and neural pathways trained to seek a rush of dopamine hit from the next notification. Therefore, their life speaks volumes about their inability to master flow. So, at the risk of sounding full of myself, let me share my body of work to give you confidence that you can listen to me, truly understand flow, and get good results for yourself, because that's really what matters. First, I can look back and count on 9 major points in my life where I took a serious risk, embraced the hero's journey, and created the foundational environment for flow to occur. Now, I didn't understand anything about flow per se when I was 5 or 10 years out of school. I was simply being massively productive and impacting the bottom line positively of the bank that I worked at, my business, and you know the rest of the story. Well, after applying lessons of Nightingale and Jim Rohn and Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins and John Maxwell in the 80s and 90s, I brought in over $500 million in new loan business for 2 different banks in the 90s. Actually, 3 different banks in the 90s and early 2000s applying these lessons learned. This brought me to the realization that I was outgrowing my opportunity in banking and I needed to change sides of the table and launch a business. So I did. I left a lucrative career for a big gamble with 0 safety net other than my belief, passion, and ability to make things happen. And over the next 21 years, I had to go back into banking for a little while. I started a new bank in Michigan, and me and my team grew it to $750 million in assets while also building a pet superstore chain during that same time. And then for many years after, I left banking finally to 44 units in 6 states, generating revenues over $100 million the last year and solid profitability. These experiences shape me. The lessons learned are now filtered through my research into longevity, into peak performance, and they're delivered to you through our books, courses, coaching programs, and now this membership program. This is a body of work, and you, our members, you have a similar body of work. This is why we can work with each other, talk to and respect each other. Real work, real results, and a foundation to achieve real elite health and performance. So the primary benefit to you is that we focus exclusively on entrepreneurs and executives like you, where we have deep experience understanding your pain points, your daily life experiences, and what the typical challenges will become. If you're a professional, such as an attorney, CPA, an architect, or a financial advisor, you're an entrepreneur too. You've had to make it rain and build a portfolio of clients. If you are an executive at a company, don't discount your entrepreneurial abilities. You didn't get where you are being risk averse or careful. You were bold. You overcame fear. You acted upon ideas that you had, and that enabled you to move up the company. Then comes the decision. So how do I get this kind of knowledge? Rather than you having to invest 6 figures as I did to get to this point of knowledge, you can connect to us and benefit from our researched, science, and data-driven program that is hyper-personalized to you, the age 40-plus, high-achieving, executive entrepreneur professional. We've curated an experience that can be tailored to your needs and budget, so you are in good hands with our team, my experience and our impressive physician, Dr. Matthew McNamee. Okay, my rant is over. It's clear you are in the right group and in good hands. Let's talk about flow through the story of writing my latest book, Unleash the Peak Performer Within You. This book was a massive undertaking for me. My first book, Passionate Entrepreneur, was written in partnership with a ghostwriter, much easier. It was also largely a book about my experiences becoming an entrepreneur and scaling a company. While my ideas were researched before I implemented them, the book itself was light on research, heavy on reporting of events. Much easier to write. This latest book, however, was a real challenge. I'm not a doctor. A chunk of the book was medical in nature. The only way to overcome this gap in credibility was to go find the research, summarize it, and present it to you to support the key ideas I learned in developing our company to optimize performance and the health of our clients like you. This involved hours and hours in Google Scholar, talking to Dr. Matt, our doctor, discussing ideas with other doctors and clinical people, reading dozens of books. I also had to read or review over 500 research papers and narrow it down to the essential studies that best made the point for the book without confirmation bias and without overwhelming the reader. Once selected, I wrote a synopsis of all the studies to then use as material for the book. Armed with this information, I then laid out a 12-week plan to write the book. At this point, all of my personal learning about how to harness flow came together and synergized as I wrote the book. I was disciplined in living out the health habits in the book, such as good sleep, movement daily, a disciplined eating plan, hydration, heart rate variability, and meditation work, and time-restricted eating. These habits set me up with good energy each day. I also applied the lessons of reducing cognitive load and preservation of cognitive bandwidth by looking for leverage and automating or eliminating as much as I could to reduce friction in my daily routine. Side note, if you want to know more about these, go to our Get in the Zone course to go deep on them as part of your membership. It's sitting in there. It's a $1,500 course. It's free when you're a member. I also re-engineered my environment to make it enjoyable and distraction-free. Finally, I rebuilt my daily calendar to organize my time around three major flow blocks between 6 a.m. and noon each day. With this organizational engineering and habit change plan in place, I began to write. As I shared before, flow has a cycle that starts with struggle, then release, which ushers in flow, to then recovering from flow when you're done. So flow is a highly concentrated state where you do your best work in 60 to 90, maybe even 2 hour sprints. Struggle is one of the more difficult concepts to understand in the flow cycle. There is a struggle for many years as you build your expertise in your area, meaning as you're growing and learning and gaining expertise, you will struggle to get in flow. Then there's the struggle as you think through and work on a project. Okay, you've built the expertise, but now you're in a project, and this flow cycle will be shorter because with your expertise, you can get into flow more readily. But nevertheless, when you're in a project, you'll have that phase where you got to grind it out. And then finally, struggle can come from finding the sweet spot and organizing your daily plan until it works ideally for you based on your unique circumstances. Armed with a growth mindset, though, and grit, we push through and ultimately we can get to that release phase. Just a little sidebar here. Remember, flow is nothing more than attention wholly focused on one thing for a defined period of time. If you can do that, you're going to be in flow. All right, let's keep going. I was able to hack this process by engaging in daily and weekly primary flow activities, which are things that I like doing outside of work that act as a pattern interrupt and usually result in breakthroughs in thinking and usher in the release phase of flow so that I can get into the flow. So I ran, I worked out daily at some levels, I meditated once or twice a day doing my HRV breathing, I took walks with my wife each day. A couple days a week, I would go longer hikes in nature or go to a cafe where my creative juices were released. Whatever it was, I was building into my day and my weekly schedule these pattern interrupts which reset my nervous system and broke me out of the struggle phase. There's an axiom in flow research that is this. The more flow you get, the more flow you get. So by getting into flow in my hobbies, I was training my body and brain to get into flow for my work. You see, in writing a book, each new chapter caused me to go back into struggle until I reimmersed myself in that chapter's material, and then I would go walk or run, and the ideas would just flow. And when I got back to my desk, I could write nonstop for an hour, 2 hours. Well, as each week went by, I found I got better and better at this process of reviewing the research, wrestling with the chapter structure, getting outside to interrupt my patterns, having a breakthrough, and then writing. As I followed my daily plan, maintained my habits, the momentum grew, and each chapter was finished with increasing speed. Ultimately, I finished the book 1 month sooner, only after 8 weeks of writing. Now, the editing process afterward took several months. However, I published this book in 6 months total, from end to end, rather than 13, 14 months, which was the case in my first book, and I had a helper writer. So flow, my friends, is real. If you understand what it is, how it works, and how to engineer your life to set you up for it, you're going to get more of it. Extreme focus for extended periods of time, repeated day after day, is how you do the impossible. It's in the consistency. It's also expensive physically, mentally, and neurobiologically. It demands that you oscillate your effort daily, meaning cycle down at different parts of the day and each, section of the calendar, okay? So you need to cycle every day, every week, every month, every quarter, every year. If you don't, you're going to start to burn out and you're going to get locked out of flow. Mastering flow is your secret weapon to a gargantuan competitive advantage. Your competitors are getting 1 to 2 hours of flow a month by accident, okay? Properly applied, you're going to get 40 hours plus of flow each month, which is a 20 to 40x multiple more than your competitors. Who is going to be able to compete with you? So don't make the mistake of saying, my business or career is different. It is, but it's not. We all face time pressures. We all falter on habits. We all waste time. You can build these drivers of flow into your life and get 1 to 2 hours of flow or 4 to 6 hours of flow, depending on the flow and the rhythm of your job, your role, okay? If you say you can't concentrate for 1 to 2 hours a day, I wonder if you can actually do any quality work at all. That's just my challenge to you. I say that not to offend you, but to shake you up and help you understand you can get into flow if you'll do the work and learn the process. Now, it's time to put a stake in the ground and realize the payoff, the ROI on your investment in our coaching programs and this membership. Apply the lessons from my book, from Get in the Zone course, and this lesson today to begin building a daily routine and habits that put you in position to do deep, high-value work at a minimum of 1 to 2 hours a day. Not only that, learn to repeat that process every single day, and as you do, you'll begin to see incredible gains in goal achievement, which, if the goals are good for your business, are going to lead to greater income and then freedom to do the things that you love to do. As you listen to Dr. Matt and our coaching programs and your coach, and your health's going to advance, your energy's going to grow, you're going to push off that date where your health falters further into the future. This will allow you to enjoy your wealth you've created longer. You're going to be able to experience life in a more full manner, and you're going to be able to spend more time with your grandkids and your family and make memories. And that's really the point of all of this, is we want to help you, that, middle-aged, stressed, not sleeping well, entrepreneur, executive, professional, who's compromised or not paid attention to your health because you focused on making sure everybody else's needs were cared for as you built your business. We want to come alongside you and help you reset for the next decade or two and push that health-wealth trade-off further in the future, and to help you be the best version of who you are that you can be and get the greatest results you've ever gotten in your life at a time when you have never known more, you never have had more skill, more experience. This is the time to integrate with all of that great health and work and flow and do the impossible. Thanks. Have a great month.